I really truly have nothing to say. You know, so often a talk appears, it arrives, and I just sit back and watch it come out. I'll tell you this. Today was a big struggle for me. For some reason, the last couple of nights I haven't slept well, partly jet lag, partly something else going on. I couldn't figure out last night at all, but I could barely sleep. And I've been having these neck pains and back pains. You don't need to hear all this, but all of it came to play in this class. So this morning and then this evening, this afternoon, was nothing but pain. And the lesson for me, and I suppose a lesson for all of us, is that it's no excuse, period. So the thing I've been teaching for a very long time, in which I do myself all the time, is I do not go away from pain. I don't try to get above it, beyond it. I just try to sit in it, enter into discomfort, and just be. I'll tell you when it gets hard is when you think, oh my God, I've got another hour of this to go. When it gets easy is when you don't project the future. You don't look back, you don't think about it. It's just a manifestation of something that is not comfortable, but for all I know, I wasn't dying. So it was just discomfort. And as I would sit in the midst of the pain and look at each of you individually, there was something akin to love that would manifest for each and every one of you. And it's always extraordinary to me how that love overcomes everything. I kept feeling, wow, am I lucky to be sitting with you. And I mean, each of you, directly. And I felt, to use an overused word, blessed to be in your company and to connect with someone who was open and receptive and allowing and present. And every time I would sit with you, each of you, this pain factor would just dissipate. Or if it didn't dissipate, it wouldn't matter because this exceedingly beautiful sweetness would come forth. And so, given a choice between pain and sweetness, I chose sweetness. The pain just receded a little bit. And then I would move on to the next person, and there would be a moment of, this hurts, this is hard, I wish I was asleep. You're not asleep, you're here, there's a connection, open up, and this thing would open, and the next thing I knew, love, just love. And there would be a sense of witnessing a part of myself, a part of the self, that was looking back and allowing me the comfort of a shared oneness that was bigger and more powerful than the pain. This is a great teaching. I think the best manifestation of it is Christ on the cross, and I've talked about this a lot, but it's the same idea. Clearly in more pain than I was in, feeling on some level forsaken, which you do feel when you're, especially this morning class, it was really hard. And then continuing to move forward and processing the pain, being with someone, and then this feeling of unbelievable love and compassion comes into play. And you experience this thing of forgive them, for they know not what they do. That's not what I felt with you guys, but it was thank you. Thank you for you. And in a way, we are the balm and the soothing nature that helps each other through this very, very mysterious process called living. We really help each other. And I don't know that you knew you were helping me, but I felt you knew it, and I felt you were present tense with me, and I felt you were receptive to this love, and that the love was mutual and moving in two directions, and that it was taking care of business. And in a way, that's what being human is. It may be why we exist in multiple forms, because left to our own devices, completely on our own, it's hard to heal and comfort ourselves to the degree that we can allow others to do that. But what really occurs in the class is not the idea of other, but of the expanded nature of the self, that we are a shared mystery, that in this particular setting gathers together in a state of not knowing and wonder, openness, trying to become even more open is usually the nature of this class. We try to surrender, let go, and be more and more of what we are by letting go of the pain, the identity, the story, the drama of our lives, and just showing up in this space. And when we show up in this space, there is a kind of caring that goes on, whether you know it or not, a kind of caring. The first thing I am aware of is how much love pours through this body, these eyes, this being, into you. Kind of shocking, actually. Why does this force field, this energy, this presence, love you so much? Why does it love you so much? I don't have an answer to that, but I know it's a fact. Each one of you, individually, is profoundly loved, and I get to be the vessel through which it passes. But then the incredible part of that is that that flowing outward returns something. And I don't do this to get a return, but it just is what takes place. That there's a reflection coming back that is like the hearth in a house that's warm when you get in from a cold night. It's just bathing in front of the warmth that is comforting. That mutual comfort is what I think the human condition is about and why we have come into being. To share this extraordinary quality of being together. Most people make that hard to do. Most people, forgive me, I hate using that word most people, but I know in my mind it defines some larger idea, that people are very afraid of this connection. They're very afraid of letting their guard down, taking off the armor or removing the mask. And so they wouldn't even sit here. Most people peel the onion very slowly. You know, you date somebody for 2 years before you propose, so you can really get to know them. You know, I never liked that theory. I probably know this story with Blanche and I, but the first night we went home, I just sliced the onion in half and said, this is who I am. If you want to be together, I'm available. And if you don't want to be together, you know, we haven't wasted 2 years. And it worked. She thought I was crazy, but she thought, okay. And we connected, and we connected. And I knew that that connection was the groundswell, the formation of, the foundation of a real relationship. People who show up to meditate in a class like this bring with them a willingness to be open, vulnerable, unprotected, and available, to have, as we call it, surrendered to the what is. And I will tell you, what comes from the vastness of whatever it is that's out there and moves through this system into you is a love for that surrender. It loves you for getting out of the way. It loves you for being quiet. It loves you for showing up. It loves you for being. And it so filters into you that I can see it go into the muscularity of your own hearts, your heart chakras, and I watch them go like this, one after another, they just open. And then that love fills the room. I get to partake of that, but something else happens, which is really amazing. It's what I call pollinization. We pollinate each other in this space. The love moves from person to person, flower to flower, heart to heart, and everybody in this room becomes enriched by the shared experience of the love that fills the space. And it trumps all the pain that you might be feeling. I mean, look, maybe there's times where it won't, but definitely today there was pain and love won. And that's been my experience, that there is this exquisite sense of, by accepting the pain, or more importantly, accepting whatever is. It can be a million different things. Whatever is, the thoughts that come into your mind, the fact that your left leg just fell asleep, the fact that you need to sneeze, all these things come up and I just go, and I just watch it all. And the sneeze rarely happens. The left leg, it doesn't matter, it'll undo itself somewhere along the way. There's just this thing of acceptance, this huge, profound, people call it radical acceptance. And what I've discovered in radical acceptance is that whatever is fine. This morning in teaching, it was a particularly hard class because the energy was like heavy lifting for me. I don't know why it was heavy lifting. It may be Big Indian, it may be everyone here was a little bit still recovering from the trip to get here or whatever it was, but I was like, I thought this is really tough. This is really hard. And when it came time to give a talk, I thought, what's going to happen? I don't have any idea how that's going to happen. And yet, you know, it arises. It arises. And then today's class, it felt like the class this morning, the endurance of that class created the dynamic for the love that occurred later. If I had not accepted the struggle of the morning class, if I had walked away feeling defeated or like I was no good or I can't teach or whatever those feelings are that can hit you, I just would have not been able to have this class this afternoon. The lesson, and I think it's a really important one to impart, let what is be. Don't get intellectual about it. Don't get emotional about it. Don't get caught up in it. Don't preserve it into the future. It is something that is happening and will be over. And one of the great lessons of my spiritual practice over the years has been, let it be. Just let it be. And I watch how it works, and it always works out. It always finally comes into play. And what comes into play is really this wildly beautiful appreciation for and love that gets to be thrown into the environment or planted into the environment. So I thank you. I thank you for bearing with all of the stuff that goes on. I don't know how many of you knew how hard the class was this morning, and I don't know how many of you knew how beautiful it was this afternoon. But the reality is, each one of you at some point, cognitively or not cognitively, was available to this unbelievably beautiful dissemination of love, and you all got it. You all got it. You all can take it home with you. It can be with you through the rest of the day if you want. Or if it's already dissipated, don't worry about it, because the next flood of love was on its way. It all comes. The biggest thing to understand is when it's not there, you haven't done anything wrong, you're not a bad person. Sometimes it's not there. Sometimes it just doesn't rise up. Sometimes you make yourself available and nothing comes. That's no big thing. Just the way life works. Stuff happens and it doesn't happen. And if you start to become obsessed with it happening, then you get caught in the idea that spirituality or practice or meditation is only about getting the good stuff. And it's not true. Meditation is learning to accept the totality. Not just fighting to have the upper level of experience, but taking every level of experience at its own value and realizing how exquisite each version of it is and how the hard stuff makes the easier stuff that much more wonderful. So don't become judgmental. Don't walk through spiritual practice as though it's a gift that you're trying to give yourself, that you're trying to get, and that if you do this or do that, it will turn into that. Don't try to make it about getting or having or being something better. Let it be about this, the absolute foundational truth of this moment. Whatever it may be, it will never ever be wrong. It will not be wrong. It will be what it will be. It may be tough, it may be ugly, it may be despairing, it may be complicated, but if you just go, "Thy will be done," you will find something in you that trumps, funny word, that trumps the occasion, that is bigger than the problem. Something comes and envelops the problem, and you just go, "Okay." Powerful, powerful teaching. You just go, "Okay," to what is. Not, "Yes, this is what is." Just, "This is what is." It's so ideal. It so makes life livable. And I'm very aware of something going on for many people these days, which I will call suffering. I'm not the first person to use that word. And not all of you are suffering. Some of you are. Suffering, whether it's physical pain or whether it's emotional pain or disappointment or fear of the future or frustration or whatever it may be, just like the pain I was feeling in class today, is much better dealt with by accepting it and entering it than hiding from it. Because if you try to hide from it, it will follow you forever. But if you accept it and you face it down, stare it down, go, "I get it, even this is God, even this is truth, even this is beautiful, even this is real," you just find a way to live with what is. And I will promise you one thing, nothing lasts all that long. Ultimately, you can bear what happens and it will pass into something else. Even this too shall pass. And you learn how to live a life of a kind of calm-centeredness, acceptance, real, so that even if, for example, I described this last week in my talk, you suddenly find yourself full of anger, which I've never known before. I'm not an angry person, but I've suddenly discovered anger coming up. And I'm going, "Wow." And I'm not fighting anger. I'm not fighting the manifestation of it. I'm just letting it be. I remember Rudy would do that. Rudy would burst into anger. And then I watched what happened after he burst into anger. He let it do its wounding, if you will, its cut into people. And then he would come and take the salve of love and kindness and wipe it over the wound. But he had gotten in and he took care of business. The operation was done. And I'm learning to be not afraid of these things arising. And having stuff arise is part of the human condition, but letting it pass, not holding it, not judging it, not becoming intellectualizing about it, just let it happen. And what takes place when it just happens is life happens. Life just happens. And there's something extraordinary about letting that take place. Let it be. Let it be. So, if you were sitting here in pain today, you've got my compassion. And if you sit in pain tomorrow, you have my compassion. If you're sitting here with love pouring through you, I'm so glad we got to share that. And again, I thank everyone for being here, because I don't think you know how exquisite each one of you are individually. I don't know if you know that. One of the great gifts of this practice is that it gets to look at itself so deeply and so beautifully that you start to feel the specialness of every form, every one, how deeply beautiful and personal each one of you is. That is a joy beyond understanding, and that's what comes when you present yourself and this energy works for us. So again, thank you for making that happen. And we'll continue this tomorrow morning for two more sittings. And hopefully it will be more comfortable, but if it's not, so be it. It'll be what it is. Any questions? God, no questions. Was anyone here in pain at all during the class? Oh my God. Okay, there we go. There we go. There was a lot of hands, by the way. I didn't have a camera on. I'll throw one thing out for whatever that's worth. May or may not be valid. But Rudy used to say, when he was in a lot of pain, he would turn all of us into shock absorbers. And that the whole class became people who had to absorb some of that because it was more than he could handle. So if you weren't feeling the love and you were just feeling the pain, then I thank you even doubly for being shock absorbers, because if it was mine that was being shared, then forgive me, and if it was your own, then I'm hoping we shared it together. Okay, see you tomorrow.